Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, Thursday, August 20th. That's right, it is Odie the Wonder Dog's birthday today.
I know.
Today is National Bacon Lovers Day, which means somewhere right now someone is calling bacon a side dish when it is clearly the main character. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery. Coming up, a jury panel gets canceled. Pleasant Valley Dam Road has a closure with one important access note, and Mammoth Lakes is not just building an art center, it is building the team that will bring it to life. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. We begin with a quick jury announcement from Inyo County Superior Court. If you were summoned to appear in Independence Monday, August 24th, that panel has been canceled. You don't need to appear. That is the rare government announcement that immediately gives people their Monday back. A section of Pleasant Valley Dam Road is now closed to the public through early October. That includes pedestrian access and fishing in the closure area. But this is not a full shutdown of the entire reservoir area. Pedestrian and fishing access remain open from the upper end of the reservoir at Control Gorge. If you are coming from US 395, you can travel on the paved portion of the road until it ends. Beyond that, limited pedestrian access remains available up to the posted closure area. LADWP says extensive construction is underway to restore and improve the roadway for future use. Visitors should follow posted signs and avoid the construction zone. A new mural at Mammoth High School is being celebrated next week, but this story is about more than paint on a wall. The Mono County Office of Education, Mammoth Unified School District, and local artist Dave Titus partnered on a student mural mentorship project. Titus worked with Mammoth High School student apprentices from design through installation, giving students hands-on experience while creating a lasting piece of art for the school. The community celebration is Tuesday, August 25th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. It will include remarks, a live mural signing, student musicians, and refreshments prepared by Mammoth High School culinary arts students. There are places you stop because, well, let's be honest, you need coffee. And then there are places you stop because the smell of fresh bread basically makes the decision for you. Great Basin Bakery is one of those Bishop staples where breakfast, lunch, coffee, pastries, and fresh baked bread are all quietly remind you that the day can still be saved. And that's 6 a.m. Great Basin Bakery, local food, fresh bread, and a much better answer than whatever granola bar has been living in your truck since March. Now let's get back to the news. The new Dave and Roma McCoy Arts and Cultural Center is moving forward on schedule. And the big reveal here is not just the building, which is huge, by the way. Go to EasternSierraNow.com. You can see the pictures for yourself. It's what happens once the doors open. The town of Mammoth Lake says construction has progressed through underground utilities, foundations, concrete slabs, structural columns, and perimeter concrete block walls. The approximately 7,482 square foot, 259 seat Performing Arts Theater is scheduled to open in spring or summer of 2027. The venue is expected to host live theater, music, film screenings, lectures, conferences, and community events. The town has also hired Mammoth Lakes resident David Barron as the new arts and culture manager. Barron brings experience in theater, media, technology, and arts management, including early theater work in New York and Los Angeles, plus a long career at Hulu. You might have seen David actually recently playing King Lear in Sierra Classic Theater's, well, King Lear. His job now is to help turn the new center from a construction project into a working cultural home for the Eastern Sierra. The Inyo County Treasurer Tax Collector, Christy Martindale, is urging eligible homeowners to look into California's property tax postponement program. The surprising part is not that the program exists, it's that many people who could use it may not know about it. The program allows qualifying homeowners to postpone current year property taxes on their primary residence without penalties. Applicants must meet eligibility requirements, including being at least 62, blind, or having a disability, meeting income limits, occupying the home as a primary residence, and having at least 40% equity. Applications are accepted October 1st through February 10th. For more information, contact the State Controller's Office at 800-952-5661. Congressional candidate Michael Masuda will hold a public town hall in Bishop on September 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Bishop Senior Center. The event is free and open to all residents, regardless of political party. Masuda says the open format town hall will let residents set the agenda and ask questions directly. Expected topics include affordability, wildfires, healthcare, housing, and the economy. California State Parks is inviting eligible public entities to apply for funding through the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund. About $27.5 million is available statewide, with up to $6 million per application. Eligible applicants include cities, counties, federally recognized Native American tribes, park districts, special districts, and other qualifying public entities. Applications are due January 14th, 2027. Quick ESN reminder before the community calendar. Some local updates, they move fast. A jury cancellation, a road closure, a school event, a town hall, public notice. Those are the kinds of things people need to see and share quickly. That's where Eastern Sierra Now Facebook page comes into play. Follow us there for quick updates, breaking posts, community reminders, and the stories your friends are already sending to each other with a, did you see this? Hey, yeah, we posted it. Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook, helping local information move at Eastern Sierra speed. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Some food tries to be trendy. Copper Top does not need to be trendy. It just needs smoke, meat, sides, sauce, and people at picnic tables realizing they made the correct decision. Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, it's not complicated. It's just really, really good. CopperTopBarbecue.com. Oh, by the way, Local 20. You're going to want that. Trust me. You'll thank me later. The Mammoth High School mural celebration is Tuesday, August 25th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Michael Masuda's Bishop Town Hall, September 3rd, 6 p.m. at the Bishop Senior Center. And applications for the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant programs are due January 14th, 2027. Let's have a look at the Eastern Sierra weather, shall we? Bishop and the Owens Valley are warming back up. Oh, good. Thursday is sunny with a high near 100, following by 97 on Friday and 96 on Saturday. So the valley is not in crisis mode, but it is definitely back to do errands before the steering wheel becomes a weapon. In Mammoth Lakes, Thursday is sunny with a high near 82, then cooling to around 78 Friday, 76 Saturday. Southwest winds in Mammoth could gust up to 30 miles per hour at times. So lake days, ridge walks, and loose hats may all require just a little extra commitment. Overall, it is a sunny late August stretch. Hot in the valley, breezy and cooler in the high country. That's it for Eastern Sierra Now News for Thursday, August 20th. Thank you to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring today's newscast and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, public notices, interviews, weather events, and community updates, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Follow Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele. Have a great Thursday, Eastern Sierra.